Welcome to episode 283 of the Mouse Life Podcast. I'm Samantha, the host. This episode, we're in our superhero era as we divulge in what we feel is our favorite Marvel movies. With me this week, I have Jeff.
Hello.
John.
Yo.
Jen.
Hey, everybody.
And Shelby, who's going to start us off with the news.
So, the only news I have... is that Disney has released the, they said who's going to be the first riders of Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and they are going to be honoring Leah Chase, who is the real-life Disney princess Tiana, who, like, they inspired to make the character from. So they're honoring her family.
Cool.
And I kind of love
so
that.
So they get to be the riders, first riders of the
ride. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, super fun.
Yeah.
Is that really the only news story for the week?
John?
I'm looking. Hold on. I know there was more. Hold
I know
on.
People got arrested, but they released a police report today or yesterday, but it was in February. Child neglect and domestic violence at the Polynesian. They found a couple was heavily intoxicated, so much that they were so passed out that their 3 and 5-year-old, I don't know how they were in their room. So the kids must have been doing something. And the police came in and they had to wake the couple up, or I guess arouse them, whatever, you know, get them up. And then they denied drinking, but they were like, yeah. No. Like, it's so bad. Like, so bad. And then apparently the kids were saying that daddy hit mommy. So they took the children. Geez. And yeah, it was a mess.
That's not Ohana.
No, that's not Ohana.
No. Disney received its first Michelin star for Victoria and Albert's.
Hey.
All right.
Let's see. The first Smell-O-Fin on parade.
Oh, go ahead.
Go on.
I saw a thing. I read an article about that the other day about how that Victoria and Albert's is actually, it loses money, but the resort like absorbs it and makes up for it in other ways. So they could say they have a Michelin star restaurant.
How does it lose money?
Isn't that interesting? Because it's so expensive. They said they get so many, the article said.
They can't turn it over enough that as much as they're charging for the tickets, they're not covering their costs.
Correct. And they get the worst guests there. So they end up comping a lot of stuff as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean they're the worst guests?
They complain the most.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
I mean, I guess people's idea of perfection is different. So,
yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. Yeah, they probably
that's
can't
wild.
Turn the tables over fast enough to make anything.
I couldn't go to Victoria and Albert's because I just don't know how to act at a fancy restaurant. Like, I don't. That would be so awkward for us. We would be so out of place.
At least I'm not sure how anybody of us. Can you guys
we're
for going. That? Like, it's expensive.
Yes, we're
can
going.
We afford it?
We'll
do yes. A, do I want to we'll, act, do that? No.
We'll do a non-Disney. We'll do a non-park trip because we planned on doing this for our anniversary when COVID was happening and everything was shut down. So we still owe ourselves the trip. But we're going to, since it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, we're going all out. We're going to do the chef's table and the wine pairing, and it'll be a ridiculous amount of money. But
I mean, I think that maybe once in our life, yeah, we'd do it. But, like, right now, we're just not in the season of that because, like,
right.
We can't take Colton with us. So
right.
It would, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
And we wouldn't have done it when John was one or two either. But
yeah.
Yeah, now we will. When y'all have your 25th wedding anniversary, that's what you plan.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. So I have a news story that I listened to that I wanted to talk to you guys about because I want to hear what everybody has to say. So every once in a while, I'm able to catch, I think it's Disney Trip Tips on Sorcerer Radio in the morning, and they are talked in, it may have been their other podcast, which I can't remember the name off the top of my head. They talked about this couple that are suing Disney because they went against their Magic Key passes were revoked because they came down with COVID-19 and they resold their Sweetheart Night ticket. So I'm going to read snippets from this article I think it was Disney.
Disneyland.
Disneyland. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Disney.
What's a sweetheart night?
So
they do a lot night. Of like, it's like for Valentine's Day ish around that time.
It's a ticketed like event. Night.
And they had princesses out and stuff like that. Yeah, it's an extra night, extra ticket event.
So this article is from the OC, the Orange County Register, and I'm going to just read snippets of it.
Okay.
It says Magic Key holder Andrew Rich found out the hard way that Disneyland has a Magic Key review board and revocation team after he sold a pair of Sweetheart Night tickets on eBay and he had his annual pass revoked for a year. Andrew and his wife Jen are both in their 50s, are hardcore Disney fans that have been annual pass holders since the late 1990s and travel to Disneyland from their home in Washington a half a dozen times a year. They renewed their Disneyland Magic Key passes in September of 2023, paying $2,198 for a pair of Belief passes. Basically, the wife purchased, or the husband purchased the wife Sweetheart Night tickets as a Valentine's Day gift. Okay, this is where it gets interesting. During the holidays, the couple spent New Year's Eve at Disneyland, then flew to Florida for the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend, where then they hopped on a cruise aboard the Disney Wish, and then they jetted back to Anaheim, where they participated in the Disneyland Half Marathon. After their New Year's trip, they came down with COVID-19, forcing them to cancel their plans to travel to Disneyland for Sweethearts Night. Rich then decided to put the tickets to the sold-out event up on eBay without reading the fine print of his annual pass or the tickets. And he's quoted in the article saying, "To ensure someone would use the tickets, I offered them for sale at face value. I made no additional profit off of these tickets." He said the tickets sold almost immediately. An eagle-eyed Disneyland fan notified the park that Sweetheart's Night tickets were being resold on eBay, and Rich immediately lost his annual pass privileges. "Because I was logged into my Magic Key account when purchasing the tickets, my Magic Key privileges were revoked for 1 year. His annual pass suspension stretches to January 24th, 2025. So he's halfway through his suspension here. 1 year, that's all he got, was 1 year. It says that the Disneyland website states that special event tickets may not be resold or transferred. Disney reserves the right to cancel, suspend, or revoke any Magic Key pass for any time for any reason.
So he doesn't have a case.
Right.
No,
so
he doesn't have a case.
Right. So
it doesn't matter that he didn't know that information. They provided it for him. That's on him.
Right. Yeah. It says that he has.
And it doesn't matter that he made no profit on it either.
Right.
So he's gone all the way up to Josh DeMauro and President Disneyland Resort President Ken Patrick, admitting with a heavy heart and regret that he had broken the rules and took full responsibility for his mistake. The Disney executives, though, through their representatives, declined to overrule the decision of the Magic Key Review Board. Besides losing his pass, he learned he was not going to be refunded for the 257 unused days.
That was my question.
So, okay. I'm holding. He said that. In this article, he doesn't say that he was suing. I could have sworn that on the podcast that I listened to, they were talking about how he was suing. So my question is why? The answer probably would have been no, but given that California is a little bit more strict about COVID still, you think that he would have called and been like, "My wife and I have been traveling here and there and everywhere with Disney and we've come down with COVID. Is there any way that we can get like a credit now?"
Mm-hmm.
World, if you don't use a Halloween party ticket or a Christmas party ticket, you buy it but don't actually go into the park, or you have park tickets that you don't actually use, that ticket essentially turns into a credit.
Well, and Jeff, I got Jeff a refund, Jeff and Lisa a refund when they got stuck on the island for the hurricane.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wonder that I think that's a key component of the story that's missing. Was did he just immediately list them on eBay, or did he try to call Disneyland and explain, mm-hmm. "We have COVID-19, we're not able to travel"?
My guess is he did not call.
I'm guessing he did not. Now, I will also admit that we were supposed to go to Disneyland and I got tickets to their Merriest Night events back in 2019 maybe, or 2020. we decided to go on a cruise. And so I sold our tickets. I didn't sell them for a profit, but obviously nothing happened to me. So ticket selling happens pretty frequently. But I just find this really interesting that this is kind of the first time that anybody's coming out with this story. But like, the suspension is only for 1 year. It's not a lifetime ban.
It's his consequence for his actions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, he was revoking his season pass that he bought because he violated the terms of the contract.
Right. But he's going to spend more time fighting this than he is just, okay, so January 25th of next year, he can buy a new annual pass. Like, right. he doesn't have a lifetime ban. He just can't go to, I mean, a year is a long time, but since having a baby, I've realized like how year a fast actually goes. Like, I'm like, oh, I haven't been to the parks in a year, but it doesn't feel like that, you know, back then because,
right,
you know, I'd been the fastest year of my life.
I think basically. He's going for the refund. He wants the refund.
Right.
Which I understand.
But, he's not going to get it. So right. You're in the wrong.
See if I can find another article.
Yeah, he violated the contract.
Yeah.
This doesn't bother me.
No.
Like, he violated the contract.
You would think,
I mean, like, even I would think to read the fine print of a ticket before I resold it to see if that was kosher or not.
Yeah. I mean, all Disney tickets say they can't be resold or transferred, but people do it all the time. I mean, we see it all the time in Disney groups. Oh, I have 4 tickets. Not so scary. My kids are sick. Does anyone want to buy them? And then you just transfer them via My Disney Experience. So it happens all the time. And I think that's probably his point, is that why is he getting singled out when people sell tickets all the time?
Because he got caught.
He's going to be ratting them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might also have to do with the fact that he sold them on eBay. And not to somebody.
But I just found it. I mean, I listened to their whole thing about it, and I just kind of found their conversation to be a little bit interesting about, you know. But yeah, I mean, I think that a 1 year ban is probably the.
So here's my question. Did he take this to the press? Is that why we're hearing about it? Because he's trying to shame Disney into giving him a refund? Is that what's going on here?
I mean, he's not asking for a refund. He's asking for his pass to be reinstated. But here's the thing.
But he brought this to the media's attention.
Somebody did. I would assume it's him.
It had to have been him. Who else would
it be? It's not like on CNN or anything. It's just on the Disney County media. Register.
That's where he went. Yeah. It's in the Anaheim paper.
So my question is, if he has a 1 year ban on his Magic Key, does that mean he can buy individual tickets and just go to the parks for a few days?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well, he just can't use his Magic Key.
He just can't use his season pass. Yeah.
And all the stuff that comes with that, which would be the discounts and stuff like that.
So if you're really that hard up, like if you really can't stand to not go to the parks for an entire year, then I guess he could just buy a ticket to go into the parks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. To me, instead of throwing I would probably throw a fit. I'd be mad about, you know, because it would have been a mistake. Like, I've been like, oh, like, I didn't understand that would happen. But I would just be like, oh, well, I guess I'm not going for a year and save my money and plan a big trip. But they also said that he didn't say that he couldn't go to Disney World.
Right.
Or Disney Cruise. So there's other Disney locations he can go to without, I don't know. I thought
he could go to Anaheim. He would just have to pay to get in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't specify whether it's a complete ban of the parks.
No. And no, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like they just revoked his pass.
Right.
I think.
It doesn't mean you can't go. It just means you can't use that pass. Well, that Disney would probably be more than happy to sell him some single day tickets.
Right.
Perfectly honest. Sure. Here you go.
Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, it just says that his annual pass was revoked for a year. So,
yeah.
And his wife's wasn't. So, mm-hmm. I mean, to me, I would just be, you know, take my.
Oh, so it was just his.
Well, yeah, because I would assume that it was just. He was the one who sold the tickets.
Correct.
They were registered to him.
Oh, right. Well, that's funny.
So I would assume. I would. I'd be like, bye.
See ya.
Wouldn't
want to be ya.
See ya. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's my personal feeling about it. But I guess the moral of the story is if you cannot attend an event, I'd probably call Disney and see what they can do for you before you decide to sell. And if you decide to sell, make sure it's someone you know and you can get away with it.
Right.
Don't be stupid and put your passes on eBay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
John, do we have any rumors?
I have two more things for news. The Smellophants, the first Smellophant for the Smellophants on Parades presented by Cincy was installed.
I did see that. It's interesting.
What's the smell?
It's supposed to open next month. What's the Smellophants. Smell like? The Smellophants on Parade.
What did it smell like?
They're always going to be all different kind of scents.
Oh.
My thing is loading.
This is the first
this one looks like it smells like flowers. Or no, popcorn. It's supposed to, the new interactive feature is supposed to open next month.
I didn't even know that was happening.
We talked about it months, yeah. A few months ago. We did.
Yeah, we talked. Yeah, we did.
Listen, I've got the memory of a goldfish.
Smellophant.
And we made fun of it because it was called the Smellophants on Parade.
How do you smell? He's auto-correcting the smell elephants.
No, I mean, I don't want to
look at the brand new baby. Oh, look at Cora. Yeah, okay, I see her. I want to see the smell. How do you spell smell of it?
Just go to Disney Parks, and it's literally the third article down.
Okay.
And as part of Earth Week this week, because tomorrow is Earth Day, we're recording this on Sunday, April 21st. There are some rare characters that have returned to Animal Kingdom. There's going to be a Nick and Judy meet and greet.
Nice.
From Zootopia. Cool. And they are meeting guests in the Tree of Life Garden, as well as a limited time Brother Bear Flotilla will return to Animal Kingdom. And this includes Coda and
his brother.
His brother. I'm trying to think of what his name is. Kai. That's
what I'm talking
about. Oh, they're going to be on a little boat that goes down the river?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I like this.
There's also a limited time Wilderness Explorers badge available this week for
fun.
Earth Week.
All right.
Is that it, basically?
Yeah. And I think, wait, did I have any rumors? That's what I'm looking real quick.
How do you say this word?
What?
When entering Storybook Circus, guests will stumble upon a casting call posted by Timothy Q. Mouse seeking out a whifficent assistant that can whiff. Is that
sure?
Whifficent? Mm-hmm. Okay.
A whiff assistant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie.
I don't want to be anybody's whiff assistant.
These things are huge. Like, you need a map to find them? I don't know. Interesting. Eight different scents. Okay, popcorn, churro, cotton candy, and more. One of them has to be elephant.
Yeah, one's got to be elephant. And you wouldn't know which one it is either. You've like all gotten all excited, getting up close and sniffing the churro and the popcorn, and then you walk up to that one and get hit with elephant.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah, that would be the way to go.
What is the scent of an elephant other than like when they poop?
Dirt, right?
And elephant. Just... Yeah.
They smell like circus.
Yeah.
They smell like carny.
They smell like, yeah. And yeah. Dirt and, yeah. And oof. Yeah. It's rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Meth addiction.
It's like a Dateline episode.
Yeah, they smell like a Dateline episode.
No, my goodness. I used to want to be in the circus so bad as a kid.
I'd be the best.
Right? Oh, I wanted to do the dogs. They used to come out to it all the time. And just, like, I thought it was so cool. You could just live in an RV and just travel. And...
Right? There was a show on Disney Channel about kids that were in the circus when I was, like, 9, 10 years old. And it was, like, the best summer show ever. Right. I'm pretty sure I found it on YouTube a couple of years ago. And I was scrolling for something else. And I watched it. And I was like, this is the most ridiculous crap I've ever seen. Like...
Oh, that's funny.
You know, you look back, like, I thought that was the coolest stuff was these kids were in this, like, at this circus summer camp or something. And then I remember one episode, like, one of the girls fell and had to go to the hospital, and it was, like, very dramatic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one episode was, like, Parents Weekend. I think they only did one season of it. But, like, I was like, this is the you-know-what, and... Now I watch it and I'm like, oh my God, what the heck even is this preteen drama?
So when I was little, it was Space Camp. And it was the movie Space Camp with Joaquin Phoenix. And they actually ended up in space. But that was like, and then everybody would go to space camp.
Space camp. I ran into a guy. The space camp is at Huntsville. And yeah. I went there and I got a sweatshirt. I was wearing the sweatshirt around and somebody saw me wearing it. And he said, oh, did you go to space camp when you were a kid? I said, no. He goes, oh, I said, we sent my daughter there. She just had like the best time. She ended up being like top in her little class or something. And he was telling us that. He said it was cool because she'd wanted to go. And they were trying to prepare her because she had built it up to be like so much. And they're trying to prepare her not to be disappointed when she got there. And it wasn't what she hoped. It turned out to be even more than what she had hoped.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And he's like, it is just as much fun as every kid thinks it is. He says, it's great.
Super. Well, should we get into...
pull my list.
Our top five Marvel films. All opinion. And I won't frown upon anybody whose different list is different than mine.
You won't.
I bet you will. Go and judge us quietly.
Maybe.
I found my list.
All right. I recycled my list, so I have to make a new one. But I'm on it. I know what I don't like.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Iron Man 3.
I don't mind any Iron Man movie. Ooh, I'm still convinced that Eternals is one of the worst things ever made.
I still don't know what's happening.
I want to know who sat in that boardroom and watched that movie, even the rough cut of it, and said, yep, this is it.
I know. That's what I thought.
Because that ain't it.
That struck me.
You saw a movie. Oh, my gosh. Okay, totally tangent. I apologize. So speaking of which, not a Marvel movie, not Disney. I think the damn thing's on Netflix. We were just scrolling through the other day, and it's called – I don't want to yell. Hey.
Hello.
Oh, he doesn't remember. Okay, sorry. I was yelling at my husband. It's this girl. It's a sorority house. And this girl finds a sloth outside. And she brings it in. And everybody's like, ew, that's disgusting. Ew, that's disgusting. Get rid of the sloth. You have to get rid of the sloth. This is he's the evil backstory. And then she takes and abandons the sloth. And he comes back and kills everybody.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that movie. Like, who was
that's
like...
awesome.
Let's make this movie. So if that movie can get made, the Eternals can get made.
Anything.
That's my point. Yes, because I was like, what the heck? The Slothinator. I forget what the heck it's called. I'm so stupid. But yeah, so I digress. My tangent. I had too much caffeine today. I still don't know what the Eternals is about. And I know the one guy's in the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, the bad guy. But he's like, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, he's just one of them.
Yeah. And if there are... Oh, never mind. Never mind. I'm like, okay, ahead. Carry on. We'll stay on topic.
Yeah.
You just never see him. Now the other movies are all out in space. If there's a bunch of these guys, how come you don't run into another one? That's all. They're huge.
They're big.
They're huge.
I was personally kind of upset with Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I was excited for a very upbeat, like, kind of funny film. And I literally sat there the whole time and was like, what the hell is this?
I didn't watch half of it.
Like, I was so sad. Like, Guardians is one of my favorites. Like, you know, that's been my top three.
It wasn't like the rest of the Guardians movies.
No, it wasn't at all. And I was totally disappointed about that.
I liked it better the second time I watched it. But the first time, I was really worried that somebody was going to die because, like, I saw something and he was like, it's going to be sad and stuff. And so I was worried the entire movie. And then it was fine.
You're waiting for the pin to drop. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way, Jen. Like, I kept being like, okay, is something going to happen? Is something going to happen?
Yeah. And so the second time around, I enjoyed it more.
So. I'll still watch it again. I did not like it. It just wasn't what I was expecting. If I would have gone in, that's why I totally get you liking it better. If I'd have gone in understanding what it was going to be, I probably would have enjoyed it a lot more. Yeah. I was surprised how much I liked the Marvels.
I haven't seen it yet.
You know what else it had going for it? It's like an hour and a half.
I like the end credit scenes more than I like the movie.
Oh, the end credit scenes were good. But the movie's like an hour and a half. It's not a two-and-a-half-hour Marvel movie. Short, relatively short. Yeah. And the young Marvel, Ms. Marvel, I guess. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, she steals it. Her mom steals every scene she's in. the little Ms. Marvel girl's mom is the best character in that movie. She is spectacular. The whole thing, the family is Claire. They end up on the... space station with Nick Fury. Oh, it's hilarious. It's actually I liked it better than the first Marvel Marvel or whatever the first one was called. I thought it was a lot more fun.
Yeah. Actually, I was not a big fan of Captain Marvel, like the character herself. But then after I saw the Marvels, I like her a lot more now.
Yeah. Yeah. She goes off that. But that's not my top five. Yeah. I just liked it more than I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did. All right. So where are we going to start? At the bottom?
Our top five films? We're just going with top five. I'm just going top five.
Okay. What are your top five?
What are my top five? All right. Well, I've already discussed this previously on a previous podcast. Oh, I think it was cut off. I don't even know. I don't remember. But top five. It will go Infinity War.
In what order?
This is number one. Number one is Infinity War. Number two is Endgame. Three is Civil War. Mm. And four and five can be interchangeably in between Thor Ragnarok and No Way Home, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
I liked the Endgame and Infinity War. Mm-hmm. I have the Endgame as in my top five, but they suffered from time travel.
Time travel?
I don't like time travel movies. There's only been one movie that's done time travel right, and that's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Other than that, it's like a lazy screenwriter's thing.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted did it right. Everybody other than Bill and Ted, they get a black mark against them for time travel. It never makes sense. There's too many contradictions to make it work right. Yeah, this is, it bothers me. All right, so my top five, my favorite was the Iron Man, the first Iron Man. Mm-hmm. And then the Avengers, the first Avengers, and Guardians of the Galaxy, and Endgame, and the first Doctor Strange movie.
Oh, uh-huh.
I just like that character a ton.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites. And the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie is one of these. There's so many Marvel movies. There's not a lot of ones that I'll just like be sitting there and want to rewatch. But that one I've watched a bunch.
It's a soundtrack.
It helps. The soundtrack is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But I will watch that movie a lot. I love that movie. It's good from beginning to end.
So on my list, I had Guardians of the Galaxy. This is going to be a total outlier, but Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
We watched that
when I was on maternity leave, and it was maybe it was just a core memory because we like blew up our air mattress and ordered Chinese food while Colt slept, and he was only a couple weeks old. And
we ate Chinese food when we watched that too because we felt like
it wasn't intentional we didn't plan on it was just. Cam was like, I'll pick the movie, you pick the food. And I was like, I ordered Chinese. And he's like, well, we're going to watch Shang-Chi because that's like Marvel movies are typically the one type of movie we can watch together that we both really like. So, and then
I like that a lot. It was different from other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it kept my attention. Spider-Man Homecoming.
That was
and then
all the Spider-Man movies were done well.
Yeah, I love Spider-Man movies. Obviously the Avengers always make me happy, and I'm going to break the rules. It's not a movie, but my number one is always going to be WandaVision. I know it's not a movie, but
WandaVision series is easily the best of the series they put out.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. I mean, that was one of the only series that Cam and I have literally fought each other about. Like, if you watch that, I'm going to kill you. Watch it without me.
Watch it without the other one, yeah.
Yeah, because, I remember we were on a plane and he wouldn't watch it on his device the same time as me. And I wanted to watch it. So I watched it without him. And he got so pissed. Like, he didn't talk to me for the rest of the plane ride. He was like, why would you do that? What a deal. So, those are my top Avengers. But yeah, I enjoy Avengers stuff a lot.
How about you, Jen?
I don't have a list. I can tell you my favorite Captain America movie is Civil War. Mm-hmm.
That would probably go in
top five, maybe. But so that's my favorite Captain America movie. I'm not a fan of Iron Man, so no Iron Man's in there. Favorite Avengers movie is going to be Endgame and Infinity War. So maybe we'll say those three. And probably, Black Panther, maybe?
Oh, Black Panther's a good one.
Yeah, that is really good.
And then maybe like Guardians, and that's five, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you, Shelby?
Number one is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. Then two is Infinity War. Three is Endgame. Four is Spider-Man No Way Home. And then five is Ant-Man. It's
fun. Ant-Man is fun. His, yeah. The other guys that are in his, like, the guys that work for him, work with him.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Those guys. Oh, my God. They should be in everything.
Yeah. They're fantastic.
Marvel has a way sometimes of making, like, these, like, minor, like, the ones that aren't here is, like, normal human characters. They're just sort of minor bits. Because, like... Because, like, the one likable character in the entire She-Hulk series was a new one, aside from the... What's the guy's name? Doctor Strange's buddy?
I was going to say, yeah.
His girlfriend. Yeah. The girl from the club that just, like, ended up
with him.
She is the best character in that entire series.
Yeah. It was, like, hanging out watching TV or whatever and stuff. Yeah, and, like,
The Sopranos because she's never seen it.
Yeah. It's great.
I actually really enjoyed She-Hulk. She-Hulk too.
I enjoyed it way better than I thought I would. I miss that stuff. Like,
I think my favorite show might be maybe Moon Knight.
Moon Knight was great.
See, I couldn't get into Moon Knight, but I know I'm a weirdo, so it's okay.
It was just the acting job the guy did, being the guy that had, like, different characters, different personalities. He did such a good job with that.
Oh yeah, the different accents and everything. Yeah,
but he looked different. He even looked different when he was different people. That was good. I hope they do a sequel to that. I want to see more of that. Where he ends up in a movie or something. That was also neat for the same reason that the Ms. Marvel series was cool, is because it gave you a glimpse into a culture that you're not used to seeing from the perspective of somebody who's in it. It was like, because Moon Knight was made by an Egyptian guy. It was the showrunner, the guy who made all the creative decisions, was Egyptian. And you see all sorts of stuff set in Egypt. But that was his point. You never see everything that you've seen set in Egypt is made by a Westerner. This guy actually made something set in Cairo, and that's where he's from. It was really neat to see it that way. Because, like that show is the reason I realized that the pyramids are like you can hit them with a rock from the subway station in Cairo. It's
right.
Crazy.
Well, yeah. Right there. Yeah.
And I realized they're, like, right there on the edge of the city. I had no idea until I saw that movie. I learned that
in Soarin', is when you could see the city right there when you soar over that. Like, if you look to the right.
I saw a TikTok about that the other day where the girl was like, yeah, I got my Starbucks and I looked over to my left and there were the pyramids. Like,
yeah, because you think they're all in this way far out desert, you know, in the middle of nowhere. No.
Yeah, because they're always shot with the desert behind them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Ms. Marvel series was like that, too. She's Pakistani and it goes in the whole history of the partition of India and Pakistan.
Yeah.
And the trauma that caused. And that's something I knew it happened, but I didn't know about it. Like, from that perspective, it was really neat. It was really neat seeing that. You learn. I like something that's, like, both entertaining, but you get to learn a little something out of it too that you didn't know before.
And I like the family culture of that one too.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. That carries on in the Marvel. That's the best part of the Marvel movie.
Inner part, the food and everything. Yeah. Yeah. No, I gotta watch that. The house
is destroyed, so they all end up.
I enjoyed Secret Invasion as well.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very underrated, even though.
I feel that is very, because that's very. I think it's deeper than what you think. You know what I mean?
It was like a spy movie more than a superhero movie.
Yeah, but they mean they were brought here and then, you know, to be safe, and then they have this, like, mutiny, like, not mutiny, but, you know, uprising, and, like, holy cow, like, yeah.
There's been a lot of the series that I haven't. I like the Echo one that.
That I haven't seen
people
it.
People weren't impressed with that. I thought Echo was really good.
Yeah.
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 I like the one with, Bucky too, and
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
All right, so I was sitting there trying to remember if that was a movie or a series. That was the series, right?
It was a series,
It was like that was good.
A buddy series, like, you know, like there were two.
Yeah,
guys. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was like oh my god, what was it? I'm thinking of the cop show with Eddie Murphy. I had Mel Gibson and. Is it Mel Gibson or Eddie Murphy doing that? Oh, well. Anyway.
Oh, is he going to Lethal Weapon?
The 80s. Yeah, he was Lethal Weapon. This was something else.
Okay.
It was a buddy cop show in the 80s. It was funny.
I even enjoyed Hawkeye, and that was kind of like.
I loved Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I loved Hawkeye because it was Christmas.
Yeah, it was Christmas.
And they did the whole Christmas thing. It was awesome.
I like her. Is that the one with, oh my gosh, Black Widow's sister?
Yes.
she's in that. Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, the blonde. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what makes me think that. Did you see the? So they're making Thunderbolts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Movie. Oh yeah, I don't think it's going to be called Thunderbolts. Apparently.
No, it is Thunderbolts.
It's got an asterisk behind it every time they write it.
No, the Thunderbolts with the asterisk is intended. Oh, was just
so
revealed.
The movie is called Thunderbolts with an asterisk.
Correct.
Did you see the video she made? She made a TikTok video where she's walking around behind the scenes on her own Instagram, or it might have been Instagram. I don't know. It was on one of her social media accounts, and she was walking around behind the scenes. It was absolutely hilarious. I watched somebody do like a breakdown of it, trying to like freeze frame it and figure out stuff about the movie. But she is hilarious. God, yeah, that's going to be a good movie. I'm just disappointed it doesn't have the Baron Zemo guy in it. Because I liked him for Hawkeye when he was dancing.
I loved him.
He was great. He's one of my favorite guys. I thought he was going to be in that, but he wasn't. He's not, apparently. He said. But the big Russian guy from Black Widow is going to be in it. The big old, like
David
Harbour. Dad.
Yeah, from Stranger Things. And amongst other things, but yes.
Yeah. The Stranger Things.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he's going to be in it. Yeah, he was great. I like Black Widow more than everybody else did.
A lot of people, I guess.
Too. We saw that in the theater. We had a ball. I don't know. I'd watch Scarlett Johansson watching paint dry.
Right.
What's the next Marvel series coming out?
Deadpool.
Oh, right.
Deadpool. That's the next movie, right?
Yeah, and then nothing comes out until next year.
But what's coming out on TV? What's the next series do, you know, Marvel-wise?
Hold on, let me see.
Disney Plus?
Is Agatha coming out, or it's not?
I don't think it is. Echo comes out, already came out.
Mm-hmm.
On Wikipedia, it says Agatha comes out this year.
Okay, that might be the next one.
Expected to release Halloween. In late 2024 as a lead up to Halloween, just of nine episodes. And then from there will be Eyes of Wakanda. The series will tell the story of Wakandan warriors who throughout history have traveled the world to retrieve dangerous vibranium artifacts. It is scheduled to premiere on Disney Plus in 2024. And then your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, Peter Parker's origin story in early days using the Spider-Man persona are explored why Norman Osborn becomes his mentor. That one just says 2024. And then Daredevil Born Again. It says filming resumed in April or January 2024 and wrapped in April. That's scheduled to premiere in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Loki, Gwen's Loki coming out.
Another one?
That's the next season.
There's a third Loki coming?
Yeah. I think, though, it's not till next year because I think they were just filming it.
I didn't know they were doing another one. I thought they were going to leave him there in the tree.
No, they were just film. I saw because I followed Tom Hiddleston. I think they were just filming it.
That'd be cool.
And then Phase 6 starts in 2025. And it's going to include Fantastic Four, Blade, Avengers 5, and Avengers Secret Wars. The 4th, 5th, and 6th phases of Marvel is collectively known as the Multiverse Saga.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2027 far away, but it, you know.
But it's not.
I know.
It's so far away, but it's not.
True. No.
Veronica and I are going to be married for 5 years already in September.
That's crazy.
No way. Yeah. 5 years ago since we went up there?
I was like, it's 4 years since Cam and I got married in July.
No, we'll be 20 next month. Hit it, Jeff. How long? You're the reigning champ.
Got married in 29 years this year.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll go to the Twin Towers for our 30th, because that'll be next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. We didn't do it for our 25th. Maybe we'll do it for our 29 years. Great googly muggly. Anybody could put one that long. Mm-hmm. A long time.
I'm reading about all the stuff that is like in the works. There's one about Vision after WandaVision.
Yeah,
Vision Quest
cool.
continues. Vision story after WandaVision. Release date to be determined, but Paul Bettany says it's in the works. Yeah, that'd be weird. Oh, that's really, really weird.
I like Vision. He's always one of the cooler characters.
Yes.
Yeah. When's the Act Like coming out for on Disney Plus?
June, I think.
June? Okay, that's coming soon.
I want to say it's June because let's look here. June 4th.
Oh, good. That'd be cool.
First 2 episodes and then 6 episodes released weekly.
And we're working on the second season of Andor. I'm ready for that.
Of what?
Andor.
No. Star Wars. Cam's been watching some. Is it Bad Batch that just came out or just ended?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It didn't end yet.
Sorry, I've got the yawns. All I know is that he immediately takes the TV from me.
I'm not caught up on Bad Batch yet. I'm like 3 weeks behind.
I liked it.
Yeah, I'm up to date and stressed out over what's going to happen in the next one. Stressed out over Bad Batch and X-Men now.
Oh, people upon X-Men the other night, and he was like, it's really good.
The X-Men 97 thing.
Yeah.
That's yeah. on my list to watch next after I finish Bad Batch. Well, catch up on Bad Batch eventually.
Third your lines.
Shelby posted about a show that I wanted to watch that's coming out. It's on Epcot or something.
No, I don't remember.
There is a show coming out on Epcot at the end of, I think, May.
Yeah. Monsters at Work season 2 is coming out.
Oh, God.
May 5th.
Oh, it's cute.
It's actually been on, like, regular Disney Channel.
Oh, season
already.
2 has already?
Yes.
Interesting.
It's like, yeah, it started April something. April, the beginning of April it started. And, like, they've been showing episodes weekly, but I haven't actually seen it. But it is on TV.
So they're starting to put stuff on Disney Channel first, and then...
Just
releasing it on Disney Plus.
Just Monsters at Work has been doing that.
Okay. So
I guess that's it.
I was gonna say, is that about it, friend?
All we got.
Okay. I'll be just out. Well, that's all that we have for this week, folks. Feel free to follow us on SoundCloud and iTunes, and we'll see you real soon.
Yay.
Yay.
Mouse Life's theme music provided by Shadows of Life.